support Arlington residents are preparing for the town's big annual event, the Mussel Festival, which attracts holiday crowds for festivities there later this month. Port Arlington is renowned for its mussels that are sent around Australia and overseas, and visitors to the festival can taste mussels, learn how to cook them, and take part in other entertainment. To learn more about mussels, Veronica Matheson spoke to Tracy Bold of Advanced Mussel Supply, whose family's been farming mussels for more than 30 years.
Mussels seem to be appearing increasingly on restaurant menus. Is that because people are getting more confident about eating them?
It is. There's been a lot of myths around about mussels for a lot of years, like, you know, if they don't open when you cook them, don't eat them, which is totally wrong. And people have just sort of been scared of them. They just don't know how to cook them or what to put with them. But now that there is more chefs using them, they've become a more popular seafood.
Yes, I think also people are a little bit nervous about, they don't know how fresh they are, because often with seafood, if you don't eat it almost straight away, you're in trouble.
You know when a mussel is no good, and that is when it is open, and when you tap it or you put it in fresh water, if it doesn't move, that means it's dead, so that's when you don't cook it.
So the simplest way of cooking a mussel is what, putting it in boiling water and going from there?
I've got a mussel cafe down here at Port Arlington, which we set up 4 years ago just to educate people on mussels and how to cook them and the different ways that you can use mussels. And we actually just put them into a dry fry pan with gas on high with a lid on, and they take about 4 minutes to cook.
Wow, so you don't even need to add water?
Not if you're cooking on gas. If you're cooking with electric, you just need a little bit of water. The mussel, when it's fresh, is full of salt water. So the salt water comes out and then they cook in their own brine, and you get a lot sweeter tasting mussel when it's cooked in its own brine rather than being watered down.
And should you actually use the liquid as well?
Because they're cooked in that, it's got flavour. It's like, say, if you were boiling a chicken, if you boiled it in plain water compared to in chicken stock, it would have more flavour in the chicken stock. The mussel's the same. When it's cooked in its own juices, it's got more flavour.
So how else can you cook a mussel?
Look, mussels can be used for absolutely everything. Like down at our cafe, we actually do mussel pies, mussel spring rolls, mussel arancini balls, mussel chowders. We do smoked mussels, we do mussel jerky. You know, anything that you want to use them for, you can. Very versatile.
I hope your mussel jerky is tastier than the beef jerky.
It is. It's actually a spicy mussel jerky that we do. It's quite popular. Mussel pate is very, very popular.
Your family, do they still have mussel boat?
Yeah, so we're still farming. We've got 3 boats down at Port Arlington Pier now. We now operate 16 leases. We just bought another 3.
Well, that's a lot. Does that mean your family, your children are getting involved in it too?
I wish. No, I've got 4 children and I have one of them works in the cafe with me and the other 3, no.
And also you've got a big mussel festival coming up in January, isn't it?
That's right, the second Saturday in January.
Is that because that's the time when all the holiday makers are in town?
That's just a date that was picked many years ago and it hasn't been changed.
Oh, like, right.
Yeah, it's a very busy period for us because, of course, we're busy harvesting mussels in January, plus that's also when we're seeding our baby mussels. So it's a very busy time.
So you'd rather have it at another time of the year, I'd imagine.
We sure would.
You would. But what can visitors expect at the festival?
Oh, look, it's a great event. It's great to get people into our town and they get to see our lovely little town. And for the festival, there's lots of live music, live entertainment. There's lots of food stalls. We have like the local netball club cooks up a lot of mussels in different ways. Some of the restaurants are down there cooking up mussels, and they also have like a market stall.
So you can go there for a mussel feast.
Yes. But they also have other food there if you're not into the mussels. And we're usually down there on our boat selling the fresh mussels as well.
So how long does it take to actually harvest them? Would you go out early in the morning and come back that night, or is it easier than
that? No, we're pretty civil. Our boat doesn't leave till about 6 or 7 in the morning. And depending on the time of the year, on how dirty the mussels are, like at this time of year when it's the new season's mussels and they're quite clean, they left at 7 o'clock this morning and they were back in by 11.
Oh, that's an easy day.
Yeah. Oh, well, then they've got to package it to grow. Our driver leaves here at midnight and drives them up to market.
Have you got any suggestions on what you do with the mussel shells?
So out of a kilo of mussels, you usually only get about 120 grams of meat. What we do with our mussel shells, all of our shells get kept for the Nature Conservancy and they actually get taken back out to the bay and they're making artificial reefs with them.
Oh, that's terrific. I mean, at least you feel you're putting something back into the bay.
So everything we cook up actually goes back out there, so it's good for the environment. But mussel shells, they're good on your garden. They're good. We put them in our chook pen with our chooks.
So what would you do?
And I also have some people come to pick them up and they use them for art and craft.
Would you actually crush them or would you leave them whole if you're putting them into the garden?
You crush them.
Finally, Tracy, do you still eat a lot of mussels or have you gone off them after all these years?
I have never been a big eater of mussels. My husband still eats them every day. He absolutely loves them.
So do mussels give you mussels?
Well, he does have pretty big mussels. So mussels are actually very good for you. They're high in your omega-3s, so they are a good source to eat. They're low in fat. Yeah, no, they're actually very good for you.
That was Tracy Bold of Port Arlington's Advanced Mussel Supply talking to Veronica Matheson about the town's Mussel Festival on January the 13th.